RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Clifton, New Jersey, Jets, Giants, the big time theme. Only got one Football Monday left. That's next week, and that'll also be Black Monday across the National Football League. Who's in, who's out, we'll see. Glenn, Clifton, New Jersey, kicking off the noon hour. What's up, Glenn?
Where do I start? The Giants are just making me sick. And I can complain about the win. I'm not. Was I disappointed? Yes. Have I ever rooted for the Giants to lose? No. Not last year when things were – because – they were close last year. The team was in a different spot. The coach is gone. There's going to be a big turnover this year. And I just felt players don't play to lose. They're not going to go out there. They're playing for jobs. They're playing, you know, to put themselves on tape. I get that. I understand that. It's 100% correct. To me, it should have come from the top. They should have been told, the coaching staff, we're going to sit certain people. You know, if somebody's got a hangnail, they're sitting. That's exactly what the Raiders did yesterday.
Well, Glenn, can I ask you, but let's drill down on that a little bit, right? So there's conjecture about Joe Shane and his future as GM. So you want now a general manager of a foundational organization like the New York Giants to go to an interim head coach like Kafka, who's trying to make himself appealing as a head coach candidate, whether it be with the Giants or somebody else, to basically say, "Well, we're going to take any toys you have away." And you think that's setting the right tone? Like you're looking at it and saying, "Well, the Raiders are the apple of your eye."
Like, absolutely not. No,
you want to do what the Raiders did, right? You want to have Max Crosby out there on social media showing that his knee was 100% healthy or not, or healthy. I would say this, healthy enough to go out there and play, where he's jumping on a trampoline on social media and he's playing basketball with his kids as the Raiders are going out there taking on the Giants on the field. Like you want that to be transpiring.
I have to laugh, and you're 100% correct. I go out there and sit in the freezing cold. My father's 88 years old. He doesn't even want to go. He's having a hard time sitting in the cold, you know, medical issues. If they were playing well, he'd be there. I take my daughter and I sit in the freezing cold with nobody in the stands, and they should really beat the Redskins. They look like hell. Now all of a sudden they look so great playing, you know, and I believe.
Well, the Raiders are terrible. I mean, the Raiders are different.
Who they play, yeah.
Yeah, the Raiders are a different kind of awful. And they made their intentions known. I just, you know, and I said it yesterday during the Sunday morning show. Giants could still lose. I had a number of people calling up. We got into the tanking issue. The tanking issue is more in the NBA than it is in the National Football League. You saw results yesterday that proved that to be the case. The Browns going out there and beating the Pittsburgh Steelers. Cleveland's got nothing to play for. The Raiders made their intentions be known by the way that they handled their roster going into the game. Doesn't necessarily mean the Giants have to handle it in the same style and fashion. And when you're trying to set the tone for younger players, what is that message then if you do that early on in the maturation process of your quarterback, Jackson Dart?
You're right. I can't disagree. It's just that I am that frustrated over the last decade.
No, I get it.
And a lot of
listen,
people are.
Glenn, I understand.
It's a pleasure speaking to you.
Glenn, listen, I get it. I understand that. The Giant fan is a proud fan base. I understand. I used to go to a lot of games when I was a kid at the old Giant Stadium. You know, watching Sims and LT and McConkey and George Martin and, obviously Carl Banks and Pepper Johnson, Gary Reasons can run through it. Renee Thompson on special teams, who Madden absolutely adored and loved. Listen, I get it. You're frustrated. You wanted to see. I went through all this pain, suffering. I sat in the stadium, cold. You know, my dad can't go to games anymore. All these things. Been a long time. And you want to see the Giants get it right. And you like to see them, okay, well, if I'm going to go through all this, I would at least want it to end up with the number one overall pick. But I'll tell you, like yesterday, like, you can't do that. As much as you wanted it, you can't ask the organization to go out there and do that. And the Raiders are not an organization that I look at and say, well, I want to play it just exactly like the Vegas Raiders are playing it. Or have got their own signs of dysfunction. Is it time for the Giants to get it right? No doubt. Can you grow frustrated and grow frustrated by the victory yesterday? I understand why you are. But now, you know, the Giants could still be in a position where it might not be the exact haul of having the number one overall pick, but with the second overall selection, if there are two quarterback prospects that show themselves to be elite-level quarterbacks, there's going to be a team that's going to be willing to move up to go get one of them. Whoever it does not go number one overall. Robbie and Lennox up next to the fan. What's going on, Robbie?
Hey, Moose. How are you? Happy holidays. Thanks for taking the call. It's funny when you're on. I jump to the radio because I always enjoy your show, man. And I always say you should be on all the time on there. Anyway, but listen, so I'd like to talk about my favorite team in football, the Giants, also about the Jets. There's no way in hell I want Joe Shane back, okay? And McBonnacle ran up a bunch of stuff this morning when I got up about everything that Joe Shane has done wrong, whether it's kickers or whether it's the draft, poor drafting, or anything else that he's done poorly. The Giants have made a habit of firing coaches and keeping GMs, and this cannot happen again. Now, I got to ask your opinion, okay? You're going to play general manager, right? Or listen, you'll play ownership, all right? You're John Mara, your ownership, you're Steve Tisch, who obviously doesn't make a lot of decisions, never hear from him. The question is, who are you going to bring in? So that's my question to you. I heard somebody say the other day about consulting a guy like Tom Coughlin or Bill Parcells and saying, hey, Bill Parcells, why don't you think about somebody you might be interested in? Or is there somebody you might, you know within the confines of an organization that might be better? I still think we got to bring in somebody. Now, you mentioned about John Harbaugh before.
Right.
John Harbaugh, he hasn't coached great the last couple of years, but also the Ravens have had injuries, obviously, and have banked up. But, yeah, I would go for John Harbaugh. I'd like to bring in the GM. I agree with you 100%, Mark. If that's the case, if they go out and get a John Harbaugh, let him make the decision for a general manager. I think he's earned it, okay? Winning a Super Bowl, having consistency in that organization for years, okay? And I really think it's important. As far as the Jets are concerned, Mark, how in the world can you bring Aaron Glenn back to this team? I mean, they look ridiculous. I mean, it's embarrassing. At least the Giants are competitive. I mean,
Glenn's going to blame a lot of different things. The interesting thing is Glenn and Muji turned this into a pure rebuild when they didn't need to. They were handed a more talented roster, they've done nothing with it. And they made the decision, the quarterback room, the first misstep they had, and Robbie, thanks a lot for the call, was Fields. I said at the time, it proved out to be the case. That leads you to have a little bit less confidence in the talent evaluation for the organization. It just does. How could it not? When you look at Justin Fields and say, yeah, please, sign me up. Well, he wasn't accurate in Chicago and Pittsburgh. It's going to be different here. Or it's not. And he's a terrible quarterback. I mean, he's athletically gifted, but he can't play the position. And I think we have seen that. And I think Glenn... And he could talk about, you know, accountability, you're going to learn what it means to be a Jet. And I pointed that out in the 10 o'clock hour. I'm still looking for what exactly you're going to, you know, you're going to see it. You're going to feel us on the field. We're going to define what Jet football is week number one. What exactly is Jet football?
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What exactly is it? If I had asked you, like, in an Aaron Glenn-led team, what's important to him? What does he think is going to lead to success? What exactly is that? I don't know the answers. Like, there's nothing I've looked at with Glenn this year in terms of where I've seen light at the end of the tunnel saying, yeah, I think he's going to be a really good head coach. He deserves more time. There really hasn't. You know, game management, game plans, his imprint on the defense, firing Wilkes, the way he handled the game over in Europe, not putting Taylor in the game. I mean, like, there's just amazing things. It really is. I mean, think about this. At the end of that first half, like, he's calling timeouts when the Patriots have the ball and trying to get the ball back. For what reason? Like, your offense is all of a sudden going to move it? I mean, Patriots ought to be saying thanks, but no thanks. I mean, yeah, you listen to the broadcast on radio, they were basically saying, what's going on here?
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.